get the impurity out of a milk, you have to what?
You have to churn it.
Okay, or what? When you first milk the cow, you just
strain it.
Okay. Something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry. What do you call that?
A layer cake.
Any other word that you've heard?
Well, now if it's got fruit and stuff, then you call it a fruit cake.
But like if it's, say, cherries or strawberries or blackberries, it's not quite a pie.
Well, well, now let's see. Other term for a pie would be a custard or a pudding.
You'd be baking a deep dish.
That you would bake it in a deep dish? Well, you'd fix a pudding in a deep dish.
But have you ever heard of a family pie or a...
Yeah, family pie or a family custard or a family pudding.
Is family pie the most common?
That's pretty common.
Cobbler.
Yeah, peach cobbler, berry cobbler. Yeah, that's
even
about the commonest. Cobbler. And dumplings. Berry dumplings or peach dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone has a good appetite, you say. He sure likes to put away his
food. He likes to really put it away.
Okay. What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
Now, wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about. That's a dip. That's a dip.
And what do you have it with?
You have it with, I'll tell you, what we used to have it with, we had a big sour apple, what you call a horse apple.
Mm-hmm.
Make a big round dumpling out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put that in some water.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it in that water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take some of the water you cooked it with and put it in a bowl or a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix spices with it, milk, such as that, make a dip out of it, then to pour it back over that stuff to eat it with.
Oh, I see. Food taken between regular meals, you call it what?
Food is taken between regular meals. Well, now the only thing I would know is if you take it with regular meals, you mean for drinking purposes?
Or just it. Just something small, you're a little hungry, you don't want to spoil
just
your dinner.
Yeah.
When you put something in your mouth and begin to
chew.
Okay, and then you
swallow.
Or the whole process of doing what to do, you
finish the food. You just chewing up your food.
Okay. And you might say, I can eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I eat breakfast.
Okay, and yesterday
I eat breakfast.
And many times I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast usually?
Milk and coffee and orange juice or apple juice or something like that, some kind of juice.
What is it? I know that there are several methods for making coffee. What?
No, you brew it and you boil it. You perk it.
How do you were you used to it when you first
just boiled
accustomed to it?
Just boiled in an old coffee pot.
Let's see. What do you drink when you're thirsty or if a child asks for something?
A drink of water.
Okay. Or he might ask for a
drink.
Or a
glass.
Okay. And he would put the glass to his lips and begin to